Well, who's this?
Hey, it's Aubrey, Kyle.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy. I just want to get in contact with you here really quick. I know there was a little bit of discussion about the call tracking number. Don't worry about
yeah.
it. I have gotten that removed for you. You can still use your 15-year-old number there. Okay, so you don't have to worry about that.
I'm pretty frustrated about how things just went down.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about it? What happened there?
Well, the fact that I, you know, when I make a request, you know, things have to get approved. You know, I can't just say, oh, I don't want to do that. Well, we got to get that approved. Well, how come the person who has to approve something isn't taking the, I'm also very frustrated. I don't do well on the phone with people with an accent, especially when we're talking about very critical information. People want, you know, where you want to confirm my name, my address, my number. And, I just don't do well when, I'm doing very important information and someone has an accent. And, makes it very hard to confirm that things being done properly. And, so that started things off pretty rough right out of the gate.
Okay.
And then, you know, when I get told that when I make a request for no call, you know, to not have a different number, and basically it's, oh, well, we got to see if we could do that. Sheesh.
Yeah, I apologize about that. So for some businesses, we do try to have you guys have call tracking for at least a few months. So I think that's what they were going off of. So I do apologize there. But I have removed that completely. Okay? So you don't have to worry about the call tracking portion. In terms of somebody who speaks a clear English, I was unaware that that was going to be too big of an issue. So that's on me. I'll take responsibility for that. I can get you a straight English speaker if that's something that is more beneficial for you, for sure.
Yeah, I'm so on the fence. I'm so frustrated right now, man. I don't even know if I want to proceed, man. It's already jumping through hoops, and you know, I feel real salesy. I'm be honest, some of your reviews are pretty scary online.
Okay. So here's what I'll do for you here, because I know the start has been a little rocky. Okay.
I probably jumped the gun. You know, you guys called me with some Indian lady who I was very frustrated with to begin with. She's asking me, have you ever heard of Google? Do you even know what's Google? I should have hung up right then and there. So I feel like I just feel like I got fucking reamed. I got sold. I got used. You guys got me. Damn it.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not the first time this happened to me, you know. You know, it's like the third time. It's like the third time now. You know.
Don't think of it like that. I know you're frustrated.
I called your number and was hung up on. Didn't get a voicemail. Twice. It's like someone picked it up and hung up on me.
He called my number?
Yep.
With my extension?
And one time, yep. And Victor, you didn't answer one time. Victor answered. And then Victor forwarded me back to Nikki.
Yeah, that was because I was on the line. I was tied up at the moment, at that moment.
Yeah.
Particularly.
Yeah. So then no problem. So then I called back I was trying to get in touch with Victor because apparently he answered that line. And then when I called back, it connected and then immediately hung up. Kind of like someone answered it and hung up. Yeah, twice.
I, again, 100%.
I thought the first one was a fluke. I thought thought the first one was a fluke or, you know, calls get disconnected. But twice, I was like, you didn't want to talk to me.
Huh. Okay. So here's what I'll do for you here, because I'm not even showing a record of that here. But I was getting communications from both Victor and Nikki when they had you on the line. So I was trying to tie up, you know, what I had going on my line so I could, you know, get to you here. But here's what we can do.
I accidentally started calling the other. I went to go to my call log and, I clicked on the phone number. So if you're getting a phone call right now, sorry about that.
No problem. It'll just go to my voicemail. It'll pop up a notification for me.
I guess I'm not doing well with the fact that you're not my guy. You sold me. You got me. I like the things you were talking about. And just, you know, I'm willing to work with you, but, you know, I get too many people involved, then you lost me.
There's only one other person that's going to be your main point of contact. Yes, you did have to meet with your team, of course, to make sure we got everything out of the way. But me and Victor are your only two points of contact. He's your dedicated manager. I am your advisor. Okay? So once we get through with your client interview and everything is, you know, set in stone for you here, we are the only two contacts you will be dealing with. Okay? Any changes that need to be made immediately to your listing are made through Victor. Anything you need me to make changes for in your account, that's what I'm here for. So I'm not going anywhere. Me and Victor aren't going anywhere. But what I can do to, you know, make sure that this is still smooth for you here, because I do know accented folks are a problem in a lot of cases, I can get you one of my more prolific speakers, you know, somebody who speaks articulate like I do. I know that sounds terrible, but I hope you know what I mean. But we can schedule it for tomorrow. Okay. Give you time to, you know, cool down, make sure we have everything in order for you for when we follow up. But I will be the one to follow up with you first tomorrow.
So here's one of my other concerns, man. I really wish I would have read your reviews more in depth, because a lot of things that were my concerns that we went over are exactly a lot of people's complaints. And it really, you know, a lot of people paint the picture of you guys being just like those other companies I was talking about this morning. And I'm not sure I'm on board. Like I said, I immediately had buyer's remorse, you know. I don't think I'm on board. I'm not with it. I don't want to move forward. I don't know why I got this far.
Because it makes sense. Believe me, I understand how it feels when you get frustrated and you start looking through reviews. The only thing you want to look for are bad reviews. I get that. There is no SEO company out there in the world that has 100% good reviews with over 10,000 businesses they work for. Right? This is why I'm telling you your first 30 days are risk-free. I want you to know that you're in good hands here. A small hiccup happened. Okay, let's fix it. And we can get back on the right track. All of these reviews here, even on our BBB, our last review was last year in June. Since then, nothing. Right? I want to show you that we can help you. You just got to give me that 1% trust. I know it's frustrating at the moment. I get it. Let's fix it. It's your only hiccup. Let's get you started on the right foot. That sounds fair enough? We can keep the 30-day risk-free in everything. But I do want to show you that this works.
I mean, I don't even think we're going to get anywhere in 30 days. What my concern is, too, what I don't understand, what I shouldn't have I'm regretting doing, letting you guys manage the Google profile. The Google, the leads. I don't think that's something I need to pay for. Like I said, I set it all up myself. I got there. I never set a budget up. And I did run a campaign. I ran an ad campaign for Google. That's different than the Google Live or the Google calls.
Right. We went over that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, I've done the campaign. I've done the, you know, I don't think I don't know why I need to pay for you guys to man. I mean, fine. For the website and the SEO. Okay, cool. Fine. What was it? $290. But I don't think I should have paid for, you guys to manage the Google. I don't think that's needed.
Okay. Very understandable.
I mean, I don't think there's anything you guys are going to provide. I mean, you said, oh, we're going to catch the bad calls that come in.
Mm-hmm.
Google does that. I mean, it's going to get, it. Like, I don't think I would need you to filter the calls. And to man it, I don't think that's something that I'm even interested in. I take 100% of the calls. I ask everybody, hey, where'd you hear about it? So till I'm bigger, that's why I don't need call tracking.
Okay.
And
we remove that for sure.
I don't think, I just don't think I needed to do this at all. I really think I should have just built a website and uploaded it to GoDaddy and been done and just called it a day. Whatever happens, happens.
Well, we're saying this like we've thrown away money already, and that's not the case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't think we're going to get anywhere. And especially in 30 days, I mean, in 30 days, I'm not going to know. I mean, we're already off to a bad foot. You know, and in 30 days, you're guaranteeing me no results. So you promise me no results in 30 days. So in 30 days, there's not really, you can tell me, oh, well, you know, give it 45, give it 60. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be an ongoing thing, but whatever.
Well, what we were discussing.
It's chump
change. Was 45 days for your first page ranking to appear and then maintenance of that ranking. Then you get your call for Google Guarantee. Right? So like I said on the phone with you, I'm not promising you're going to get 100 calls in 30 days. What I'm telling you here is you're going to see the website go up, get live, Google compliant, SEO automatic settings. We went through that, right? That's going to be there in less than 2 weeks. Your first week here is all your directory submissions, your Apple Maps, Bing Local. We went over that as well, right? By that 45th day is when you're seeing your first page placement appear, right? Barely 2 weeks after that, we're calling you for your Google Guarantee. That's what I'm telling you here.
What other hiccups are we going to run into in the onboarding?
So I've made sure, as I've been speaking to you here, I've notated each and every individual thing we've talked about. Removal of your call tracking, that's already done before you end this call. It's gone. Okay. For your new account manager, I do have that assigned for you as well. Straight English. We'll be able to get that cornered away for you. Okay. Like I said, we are not having any more hiccups. I'm making sure this one is the only one we have. Okay. If we run into another hiccup, Okay.
What other?
We're not even gonna go. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, they're just trying to figure like what else are they gonna go over? What else are they gonna want? All right, let's proceed. I guess.
Okay. What we can do, okay, it is the end of day now. Okay. I don't want to just bombard you in the morning. I do want you to have, you know, a little time to wake up. Do you have time tomorrow near the noon or afternoon?
Yeah, I got no jobs. I got no jobs, so.
Okay.
I'm dying. That's my other problem, why I'm fucking totally regretting spending any money. Like I told you, slow season. I got no jobs coming in. I got no nothing. So, yeah, I mean, this is a good idea, but it's going to take too much time, and it's just going to keep costing me money with no results, but...
We are working to fix that. Okay. So for a time tomorrow is 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do here.
Pacific or Eastern?
Pacific. Yeah, 11 Pacific.
Okay.
I know we had a little mix up there earlier. So I'm going to go ahead and send over the invite for you. Okay. From now until tomorrow, I'm going to be actively communicating with your team. Okay? We're not going to have any more hiccups going on here. I'm making sure from right now this is going in smoothly for you, okay? We'll go ahead and meet up tomorrow. I will call you to introduce you to the team. Personally. Okay?
Yeah, I just need it simple and quick. I mean, it doesn't got to be so complicated. I mean... You know, I mean, there's not a whole lot of things that you guys are going to do different. Let's be real. You guys have your process, and that's why I don't see how it's up. So anyway, let's streamline it. Let's make it happen.
All right. Perfect. You're going to see an email for your invite. Okay. Right now, sending personal messages over for Victor at the moment. I am setting you in a new account manager, okay? I'll introduce you to them tomorrow, and we'll get everything squared away right then and there, okay?
Okay.
Until then, enjoy the rest of your night. We'll catch up tomorrow, okay?
All right, Aubrey. Thank you.
Absolutely, Kyle. Bye-bye.